You learn not to do stupid and careless things to each other. You learn that wanting what you want is not enough, but that you must both want it deeply and create it every day, that you must bring it into being and hold it in being with your intentions. As the consciousness of each of you becomes lighter, your partnership becomes richer. You learn the value of considering the other's position. By becoming the other person, by truly walking into the fears of the other and then returning into your own being again, you open up the conversation to transcend the personal and become healing at the impersonal. This allows you to see each other as spiritual playmates as you work through the areas that require healing in each of you. Even into the toughest moments of your work on feelings of insecurity, you can be light and remind yourself that you are spirits who have taken on the physical experience and have far greater power than you are showing in that moment of weakness. The things that are the individuals to learn in spiritual union with another individual are the groups, the communities, and the nations to learn in spiritual union with other groups, communities, and nations. The choice in each instance is between learning through fear and doubt or through wisdom, between the lower frequency energy currents of the personality and the higher frequency energy currents of the soul. If the anger of one personality towards another creates distance, shatters intimacy, and causes defensiveness, the anger of one nation or religion or sex toward another produces the same. If the concern of one personality for another produces closeness, appreciation, and mutual regard, the concern of one nation or religion or community for another produces the same. The dynamic is identical. You are related to every form of life upon this planet and beyond. As your soul evolves, you move into greater awareness of the nature of that relationship and the responsibilities that you assume.